CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Visiting Chinese President Hu Jintao has met with U.S. business leaders in Hawaii ahead of the annual summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Su Yi has more.
Hu Jintao points out that a deepening China-U.S. economic and trade cooperation is in the interests of the two peoples as well as the world economy.
The recovery of the world economy is becoming increasingly uncertain and unstable. Under such circumstances, dialogue between China and the U.S. is proving to be more important than ever.
It also urges the two sides to handle trade frictions properly, saying efforts should be made to avoid politicizing economic and trade issues and trade protectionism. The Chinese president arrived in Honolulu earlier in the day for the APEC summit scheduled for this weekend. At the annual meeting, leaders of the 21-member grouping will exchange views on economic growth in the Asia-Pacific region, strengthening regional economic integration and expanding trade. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.
New Greek Prime Minister Lucas Papademos says his coalition cabinet will seek unity to keep Greece in the eurozone.
I'm convinced that the participation of the country in the eurozone is a guarantee of financial stability. It is a factor of economic prosperity and the contribution of the country in the eurozone.
The former European Central Bank vice president will lead the interim government until elections can take place in February. The Italian Senate is holding a debate, followed by a vote on austerity measures designed to avoid a bailout of the eurozone's third largest economy. Professor James Walson is a political analyst with American University of Rome.
This will be one of the final moves. The bill goes to the Senate today, will go to the chamber tomorrow, will almost certainly be passed by Saturday evening, and immediately afterwards Berlusconi will hand in his resignation to the president.
Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi lost his parliamentary majority in a vote on Tuesday. He has promised to resign after the austerity measures are passed by both houses of parliament. China says its business ties with Iran are normal and transparent after reports called for sanctions against Chinese companies that support Iran. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says the interactions between China and Iran have not undermined the interests of other countries or the international community, nor have they violated the resolutions of the UN Security Council or changed China's stance on nuclear proliferation. Hong also reaffirms that dialogue and cooperation are the only effective approaches for properly resolving the Iran nuclear issue. Rescue workers in Turkey have pulled out the bodies of seven more victims, increasing the death toll of the country's latest deadly earthquake to at least 19. Rescue work is still ongoing, although chances of finding more survivors have become slim. The earthquake hit the city of Van Wednesday night, destroying 25 buildings. Russian engineers have only 1 or 2 days to correct a fault in a probe that was intended to go to Mars. The fault has left the probe in an Earth orbit and its batteries are running out. Space engineering expert Peng Zhihao says if the problem is due to a hardware malfunction, the craft could be doomed.
Its hardware cannot be repaired in space. That makes any orbit change impossible. Then it will become a man-made Earth satellite.
The unmanned craft is designed to bring back the first-ever soil sample from Phobos, one of the moons orbiting Mars. After days of camping outside, thousands of Apple fans finally got their hands on the much-awaited iPhone 4S today at Hong Kong's flagship Apple store. Local reports say people waiting in line on behalf of others could earn as much as 500 Hong Kong dollars or $64 per day.
I have to say, okay, I hire you, pay you some money to queue for me. I have a job to do. It's okay if it's on the weekend, but today is a Friday. I haven't worked for 4 or 5 days since I came here on November the 8th.
Apple says more than 4 million iPhone 4S have been sold since its world debut. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.